Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Tuesday morning, April 23rd. Three big things. Weekend Wichita traffic checkpoint results in 31 citations. Wichita police looking for a man who attacked two security guards, tasing one at Town East Mall.
One.
Suspect held in Easter Sunday stabbing, Wichita's ninth homicide of the year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, averaging around $2.63 a gallon. I didn't see a lot of stations at $2.63, but there were plenty at $2.64 and several at $2.62 a gallon. Traffic tracker Shirley called in earlier, and she found our best gasoline price, 47th Street South and Hydraulic, $2.57 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 60% chance for rain today and a high of 62 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 48. Wednesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 72. Now a cloudy sky, north wind to 10 miles per hour, 53 degrees. Got some raindrops falling around Wichita and Sedgwick County this morning. Coming up this Thursday, Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day. Been around for 61 years.
Great annual event.
Ted's been to almost all of them in that 61 years.
I go every year.
It's going to be Thursday, the 25th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., $7 per person. It's a fundraiser for the folks that the Lions Club supports around the area.
And they support numerous charitable organizations.
They do a lot of stuff. Yep. And, you know, $7 means you're going to get pancakes until... Well, you can't eat them anymore.
Yeah,
they're going to keep you going.
They keep coming off the grill if you want to keep eating them.
Keep flipping. I'm going to be down there in the afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing you down there.
I always flip an extra quarter or two on the plate and get a little extra sausage.
A little extra sausage.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea.
Oh, man.
The annual Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day is this Thursday.
And
that's just 2 days away.
The Wichita Lions, I believe, this is their 100th year. This is their big.
It is 100 years of service.
Yeah.
Later this year.
How about that?
But that's a big deal. Hey, coming up on the Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. President Trump's approval rating at 39%. They're going to talk about home sales falling. A lot of things going on. The Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock, right here on KNSS.
Yeah, make sure you're listening to that.
And what about this measles outbreak? It's proven, Ted, that vaccine works.
This is House Call for Health. The good news about the growing number of measles cases in the U.S., it's easily preventable for a couple of different reasons. First, the vaccine. Most people get their measles protection as part of the MMR vaccine, which also protects against mumps and rubella. And according to Rockland County, New York Health Commissioner Patricia Schnabel-Rupert, it works. Even if you were vaccinated many years ago.
The MMR vaccine is the safest and most effective method of preventing measles. It is 97% effective.
She says no vaccine works 100% of the time. Rockland County has declared a health emergency to deal with the outbreak there. The other encouraging fact about measles affects people who are 62 and older. Health officials say if you were born before 1957, it's a safe bet you were exposed to measles as a child, so you have immunity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Well, on the stock markets Monday, the Dow fell 48 points. S&P ended up 2 points. NASDAQ rose 17 points. President Trump and his business organization have sued the Democratic chairman of the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena that seeks years of the president's financial records. Representative Elijah Cummings issued the subpoena earlier this month. The complaint says the subpoena seeks to investigate events that occurred before Trump was president. Cummings says the complaint reads more like political talking points than a reasoned legal brief and has a litany of inaccurate information. A new report by the government's overseers of Medicare and Social Security urges lawmakers to take action sooner rather than later. to address shortfalls in the financial condition of the government's bedrock retirement program for middle and working class Americans, the Social Security. The report says Medicare is headed towards insolvency in 2026. Social Security would become insolvent in 2035, though that is 1 year later than previously estimated. So people are urging, the experts say, hey, Congress, can you do something to fix this? And so far, Congress is not doing anything. And this has been going on. We've been talking about this for 10, 15 years. Hey, you got to do something. And they
don't care.
It won't. It'll be the very last minute.
They'll do something at the last
minute. It'll take somebody burning down the Capitol building.
When it comes down to whether or not they'll be reelected in 2034.
Well, there you go. Why don't somebody just run on that ticket? If I'm president, we're going to solve Social Security in 30 days. They'd probably be elected. But nobody will run on that. That's crazy. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, here on
KNSS. They won't be elected on something like that. That doesn't play well on social media.
Too boring.
It's too boring.
An airline hopes to offer more service to Mexico. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Allegiant Air has revealed plans that could improve connections and costs for Wichita passengers looking to travel south of the border. The carriers filed an application with the U.S. Department of Transportation to offer scheduled service between the U.S. and Mexico. Airports and dates associated with the new service will be announced later. Allegiant is beginning service from Wichita to Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida. The Wichita Business Coalition for Healthcare rebranding. It'll introduce a new name May 2nd. The coalition specializes in reducing healthcare costs for Wichita area businesses. Also in May, the group will introduce steps to retool its mission to help companies find low-cost health care. And the Trump administration's ready to suspend a program that allows five large nations to buy Iranian oil despite U.S. sanctions. The move is intended to squeeze Iran's government, but it could also lead to higher oil and gas prices. The Trump administration wants to starve Iran of revenue, hoping it'll force political change. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you mentioned air service to Destin, Florida, and I'm familiar with it, Destin, because my son, of course, was stationed at Pensacola for a while in the service.
And beautiful area down
there. Got over to Destin. Oh, wow. I didn't know a beach could be that white. The sand
is
so white, and the water is just like clear.
Almost like powdered sugar.
Yeah. There's a little cove there, right, with some hotels around it and whatnot in Destin, and that's where we hung out, and my son went swimming out, snorkeling out, and got into it. He said he was out there about 30 feet of water and looked down, and the whole bottom of the ocean was covered with these horseshoe crabs, just completely covered with
them.
And then the Coast Guard came along in a boat and started hollering at him and saying, you're going to be fined $300 if you don't get out of this. He was in apparently some boating lane or something.
I see.
But, yeah, that Destin. Ooh, what a place that is.
Terrific. Beautiful down there.
How about Gridiron? You ready to go? It's just a couple of nights away. You and Ted going
to
be on stage.
Just about ready to go. We got a little bit more work to do, but, I think so. And, man, people are going to enjoy Ted.
Ted's been doing this, 23 years, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
This 23rd year or 23 years. How many years have you been involved in it, Bill?
Oh, I think I'd probably not that. I took a pretty long break, so I probably got 18, 20 shows in there somewhere.
Do you have a favorite skit or something that you've done or that you've seen over the years on Gridiron?
Well, the Storm Chasers is a pretty good one, the Storm Chaser skit where they continue to escalate through a storm. And
yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Of course, every time Bucky Walters says, what's wrong, is... I collapse.
You can't miss with that one. Yeah.
I collapse when the spotlight goes on the empty table. Oh, no, here comes Bucky. So, anyway, Gridiron coming up on Thursday night?
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday. Coming up
this week.
Great
show. Very funny stuff.
Yes, sir.
Bucky's got some really funny stuff. We were laughing hard last night at rehearsal.
You bet. Absolutely.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the news. A man held in connection with Wichita's latest homicide. That's one of our top stories coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.